The unemployment rate was unchanged in December, and it remains at its lowest level since 2000. Overall job growth was solid but underwhelming, and although temporary help services growth was relatively small, it reached an all-time high in terms of market share. Hello, this is Bruce Steinberg of SteinbergEmploymentResearch.com reviewing December 2017 U.S. employment trends and developments. The Current Population Survey, or CPS, becoming known as the Household Survey, reports the unemployment rate was unchanged at 4.1% in December, the lowest it has been since 2000. The size of the civilian labor force increased by only 64,000, and there were 104,000 more employed persons and also 40,000 fewer unemployed persons. And there were 96,000 more people considered as not in the labor force in December. These were all relatively small movements in these components that are used to calculate the unemployment rate. So, despite the number of employed persons increasing and the number of unemployed persons decreasing, the movement was not enough to move the needle being the unemployment rate. December non-farm jobs increased 148,000, and that was considerably weaker than November's gain of 252,000, and only slightly less than a year ago, in December 2016, when growth was 155,000. The private goods producing sector was up 55,000 in December, and that was not as good as November's growth of 63,000. However, it was still a big improvement from a year ago in December 2016 when it was up 32,000. Manufacturing added 25,000 jobs in December after increasing by 31,000 in November. A year ago in December 2016, manufacturing was up 18,000. The construction sector rose by 30,000 in December, that built on a 27,000 job increase in November. A year ago, in December 2016, it was up 12,000. And mining and logging was flat in December after adding 5,000 in November. A year ago, in December 2016, it was up 2,000. The private service providing sector increased only 91,000 jobs in December, which was clearly not as strong as November's growth of 176,000. A year ago, in December 2016, it was up 118,000. The retail trade sector processed a little more than 20,000 returns to the labor pool in December. It declined. That followed an increase of more than 26,000 in November. In December 2016, it was up a little more than 13,000. The professional and business services sector experienced growth of only 19,000 in December compared to an increase of 49,000 in November. A year ago, in December 2016, it was up 36,000. Computer systems, design, and related services increased 3,300 in December, and that computes as similar but less than the increase of 3,500 in November. The education and health services sector added 28,000 jobs in December, with its health care and social services component increasing by a little more than 29,000 jobs. Home health care services was flat in December, which was a major disappointment from the 6,600 jobs it added in November. The leisure and hospitality sector, which was up 29,000 in December after adding 17,000 in November. A year ago, in December 2016, it was up 5,000. And the total number of government jobs was up 2,000. In December, the federal government was up 1,000, state government was down 4,000, and local government was up 5,000 jobs. Growth was weak in December for temporary help services, with an increase of only 7,000 to 3,097,300 jobs, its slowest sequential growth since April 2017 when it added only 1,700 jobs. However, that was much better than a year ago in December 2016 when temporary help services declined by more than 17,000 jobs. Sequential growth in December 2017 was 0.2% with year-over-year growth of 4.6%. Temporary help services market share, that is a portion of all jobs, incrementally advanced in December and now stands at 2.1016% compared to November's 2.0989%. A year ago, in 2016, it was only 2.0379%. Although the data is subject to revision for the next couple of months, a preliminary examination of the annual performance for temporary help services showed this sector did much better in 2017 with 4.1% growth, or about 120,000 jobs, over 2016's increase of only 1.4%, or about 39,000 jobs. Although December's job growth was below consensus expectations or estimates, coupled with a persistently low unemployment rate, the employment economy was not showing any overt signs of trouble in the immediate future. And although temporary help services job growth for December was underwhelming, December or January is often not a strong month for the sector, and with a gain in market share, albeit incremental, there is little concern for a failing economy in the immediate future. This has been Bruce Steinberg, and this is just a brief sample of the employment data and analysis we provide. A video version of this report with detailed charts and tables can be found at www.steinbergemploymentresearch.com.